Growing up on the farm, a look into local agriculture, fueled by Kubota. Today we are profiling Kara Enright of the Enright Cattle Company. And to start things off, can you tell me a little bit about your family, about the farm, and sort of its history?
Thank you for having me. My husband, Daryl, and I are fourth generation farmers, and we're hoping that our children, Corbin and Evelyn, will be fifth generation. So we own and operate a beef farm, and we direct market our beef to families from Toronto to Ottawa. And we also supply restaurants and butcher shops. And we have a pick your own blueberry farm. So that's located at Tweed, Wilson's Organic Blueberries. And my son, Corbin, he raises pasture-raised chickens. So he has his own little business, Corbin's Rooster Ranch. And Evelyn, who is 11, has laying hens. So she has what's called Evelyn's Eggs. So everybody contributes and kind of has their own little thing happening on the farm.
Awesome. Perfect. And so can you tell me, looking back on your family's history and farming and sort of now being fourth generation, what do you see as some of the changes that have come along the way compared to when you were a kid on the farm to now your kids being on the farm? We know things are constantly changing.
Yeah, so my parents, who are also farmers, and they are part of our value chain and raising our calves up to market weight, they originally were dairy farmers. And so I grew up on a dairy farm. And I guess the biggest change that I see in farming is just all the new technology that's coming down through agriculture and what we're able to access and able to do these days. Like everything from keeping track of how many pounds of manure is spread onto your field, and that is, you know, measured precisely based on your soil analysis, and so different areas of the field require more or less, right to, you know, your GPSing systems to be able to plant and make sure that everything is very accurate. There's just a lot of technology that agriculture is adopting, and it's really helping us improve our efficiencies compared to when I was growing up on a farm.
Yeah, for sure. And now you mentioned a little bit earlier what your kids are getting up to, but can you tell me a little bit more about how they're involved in the farm and tell me a little bit more about their side jobs that they've created for themselves on the farm?
Yes. So Corbin, who's now 16, and Evelyn, 11, they have grown up working alongside of us all throughout the farm. So Evelyn, basically her kind of venture in farming started, or both of them really, in their own side thing, was during COVID, because we didn't have enough time to really homeschool. And so they both had to take on projects. And so Corbin started his pasture-raised chickens at that point. And Evelyn, she actually trained a couple of twins calves. They were heifer calves that she trained. She halter broke, and she was only, you know, 5 at the time. So that was something for her to take on. And so they both kind of became a little bit more active at that point in the farm, and since have kind of adopted their own little businesses, for lack of better words. Like Corbin's is a full-on business. Evelyn, you know, she has a few laying hens, but they help us with whatever is required. So if we're, you know, in hay season, Corbin can rake and cut hay and all of those things to help us out. Evelyn is just starting on the tractor, so not as old as Corbin yet, but she helps out with more of looking after cattle. So she can help check with the pastures, and she looks after, of course, all the cats and the dogs and that sort of thing. But she's just starting to cut all the grass and do some maintenance like that around the farm, and then learning how to operate the equipment slowly.
Awesome. Perfect. And now one last question. What are plans for the future of the farm and keeping it strong for the next generation and generations to come, hopefully?
Well, there's always lots of new things happening. And our plan has just been to try and continue to build our farm as sustainably as possible, adopt new technologies. We're always looking at new things. And so I think for us, we just try to adopt technology that's going to help improve our efficiencies and still continue to be sustainable, so that if the next generation chooses to farm, they have a business that is well on its way and doing well, kind of thing.
Awesome. Perfect. Alrighty. Well, those were all the questions that I had for you today. So I thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me and have a good day.
You can listen to all of our interviews now at napanytoday.ca.